那都不是心事。日光之下没有心事。所以圣经里边所讲到的心都是从神来的。你知道耶利米在耶利米书那边讲到说，你们要寻访古道，那是善道。那古跟心是不是有点对立，对不对？所以从神来的是历久弥新的啊。那还有另外一个地方是，记不记得耶稣在设立主餐的时候，耶稣讲过一句什么话？我不再跟你们一起喝这个葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里同你们喝新的那个时候。所以 drink new， 神要给我们的是从神来的，因为不是从神来的，从天上来的才是存到永远的，从地上来的就是属地的。所以不论旧约讲的新事，或者是在新约里边讲的更新，那都是让神来，都是神要来。事实上我们的救恩就是一个 exchange，旧的是已经没有办法继续用了，不是修理哈，修正我们的行为怎么样？不是，那个得救本身就是神替我成为罪，然后我领受他成为我的义，我领受神的，那就是新的。所以弟兄姊妹要有一个观念，因为属灵的事，或者是抽象的事，有些时候似是而非，听起来好像是对，可是不一定真的对。所以当我唱那个歌的时候，这两段我立刻就很清楚啊，神把这个话，日光之下无心事，这是神的话。那耶稣讲要在神的国里喝新的日子，神要为我们成就救恩，就是要我们离开旧的，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。因为我领受神来替代，神成为我的生命，神成为我的道路，成为我的方向，那就是新的。好，那这是我感谢主。所以不是说传统就一定不好。传统要看那是不是出于神，传统如果是出于神的很好啊，比如说那个天主教他们都会有闭境，对不对？好，那是天主教修女们他们的传统，他们都会去安静，好，闭境。好，那现在的基督徒呢，他们说马丁路德改教，马丁路德是天主教后来改教，后来成为带来新教，可是就因信称义，结果不知不觉就把古老的很宝贵的生命的艺术改掉了。好，所以很多人都说因着信得就是本乎恩，因着信。好，不是在那边前修前修前修，其实等候神不是我们一般人讲的那个，像刚刚诗篇62篇讲的，让我这个人的心安静下来，歇自己的功。我为什么那个穆安德烈有一次，穆安德烈这样讲，在一次的聚会里边，他跟一些人说，他觉得一个牧者最重要的一件事就是引导弟兄姊妹来亲近神，让他们的生命跟神可以搭上，那其他的都是神做的。所以等候多么的重要。好，那既然我们唱这个诗歌说等候，我们来看一下。我觉得因为早期我们从苗栗到台中， 我们从苗栗到台中是被神差遣到台中去的，我很清楚，如果听过我们见证的人都知道，我们是从苗栗被踢出去，必须要去台中。那去到台中呢，是去到一个很混乱的一个情况，一个所谓属灵的教会，可是因为一些事带来很多的混乱。那大卫牧师那个时候在那个地方承接那个工作，所以很多弟兄姊妹他们就在问，我们还要等候神吗？他们对一些属灵的问题有一个很大的问号。他们就从中华福音神学院请了神学教授来讲关于等候神的事。那个时候我们刚到台中没有很久啊，听一听，最后他们听完了以后，他们问，听了这篇道，那我们还要不要等候神？弟兄姊妹，你就知道他是神学教授，他讲一讲，结果弟兄姊妹说，我们还要不要等候神？所以可见那个神学教授是从他的神学理论来讲，但是历世历代的圣徒，他们从他们自己对神的经验，他们就会跟你说，我们是必须要等候神的。而等候神不是说你什么事都不做，坐在那边就是等候神，不是。因为我们在那个阶段，我们看到很多的错谬的情况。有的人他在等候神啊，啊怎么会这个样子？出了怪样子出来，所以就是因为这样，所以他们才请那个该按照圣经说要等候神啊。可是怎么会有这些怪样子？所以才请神学教授来讲啊，啊，所以大家都很混乱啊。可是你从一些属灵的前辈，你说就以穆安德烈为例好了，穆安德烈他最后他的生命，他因着他跟神亲近，等候神。他经历了神医，他有一个病是医生都没有办法医的，他经历了神医，到最后他的生命整个被改变。人家说看到穆安德烈晚年的时候，好像看到会幕，就是神在会幕中彰显。好，那这个就是内行人，他讲出他怎么样经验神的这个途径，鼓励人家往这个走。那你说那个甘夫人，甘夫人她自己也是亲近神啊，她到最后当她被关起来，人家说她是异端，把她关起来的时候，可是她的里面那么自由，她的生命那么自由，然后她的生命是里面满有神的荣耀，他的里面是蛮有神的荣耀，那个就是他经验神、历练神，带出那一个神所应许的果效，所以是需要等候神的。啊，可是为什么有一些人等候神会出一些状况呢？他就是学样，学外面一个样式，可是里面却不是被神调理过的。比如说有一个人。我当时印象很深刻，他喜欢一个弟兄，然后他就等候神，等候神，他越等候越觉得是神的旨意，是神的旨意，好。啊，可是别人却没有感动啊，对不对？好，就出了状况啊。后来我说怎么会这样？他去等候神，他也很努力啊，哈。后来我就说哦。如果我们里面不是，就像刚刚讲，你那个苦读，你自己的 desire， 你这个东西如果没有放下，你就在那边等候神，就在那边想，越想越想越想，你的 desire 就越来越根深蒂固，对不对？所以他越想就越觉得是神的旨意，是神的旨意，可是事实没有印证啊。好，所以。当我讲到等候，有两个地方哈，本来这不是我今天要讲的，但是我觉得这个很重要。我们看以赛亚书64章， 有一个点很重要，我们从以赛亚64章4到7节哈。哦，或者我今天先不讲这个，我只讲其中一个点，只点一下就好了，因为不然我没有时间讲我今天要说的。以赛亚书64章，第4节跟第5节，我们一起读这两句就好了。从古以来，人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事？你迎接那欢喜行义纪念你道的人，你曾发怒，我们仍犯罪，这景况已久，我们还能得救吗？你看第四节应许神会为等候他的人行事。好，第五节，这是我要讲的重点，你就是神，你迎接那欢喜行义纪念你道的人。所以甘福人就鼓励人家，早期人家就说等候，我说怎么等候啊？因为我是脑袋一直在想事情的人，我脑袋看到什么就会想什么，我脑袋一直不停地在想，我说怎么等候啊？我说你就把你脑袋放空。我说怎么放空啊？我不会放空啊，所以我很久都搞不懂怎么搞。甘夫人怎么说？甘夫人说，她鼓励人家，我们要来亲近神。她说，你可以打开圣经，你可以打开圣经，有神的话。她曾经鼓励人家用主导文，默想主导文，然后把自己的心牵引到神面前。那甘夫人她就说，你可以用一段话。默想这一段话，然后让借这一段话把你这个人的心带到神面前，然后这一段话已经达到他的目的了，就让这个话呢，你不用再去一直想这些话，就让他退下。他既然把你带到神面前，你就跟神去单独无对。那我自己的经验，是有一次我也是蒙神的怜悯被带进这个等候，但是事实上那个时候我根本不是自己要学习等候神，是我跟神祷告求神来调理我的心。这个你们很多人都听过我做这个见证啊，因为我的心对一个人有成见，那有成见是有原因的。好，学荣那个Danny 来了哈，我对一个人有成见。那我读到约翰福音13章34节，是成根的时候，读到那一节，说你们要彼此相爱。那节圣经就突然在我的心碰了一下哈，好像那个电视。就有一个电视荧幕在旁边跟我演给我看，你在团契里边，你对某某人没有跟人家彼此相爱，好，那就是我对这个人有成见。我想我不要花很多时间讲，因为你们都听过这个见证哈。我说神，我自己没有办法做到，可是我很愿意。我说神，我没有不爱他啊，我对他很有礼貌，没有不爱他。从我读圣经，然后神对我的心说话，说要彼此相爱。
She was reading the Bible and God spoke to her, saying that she needs to love one another in Christ.
神说我对我们团契的一个人有成见。
God says that you have prejudice against someone in the fellowship.
我跟神抗议说， 我没有对他没礼貌，我也没有背后说他，都没有。
I objected to the Lord. I said I didn't talk behind his back. I wasn't impolite to him.
我说我没有不爱他。
And it's not like I don't love that person.
神说你没有从心里切实跟人相爱。
And God told me that you didn't love one another from the bottom of your heart.
那这个我就承认了，是。
And because it's true, so I admitted it.
所以我发现我对那个人有偏见，有成见。
And that's when I realized that I have prejudice against that brother.
那因为我感受到神对我有所要求，我就跟神说：“神，我愿意改变。”
And
because,
I felt that God has certain expectations for me, so I told the Lord that, Lord, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to repent. Please help me.
我没有办法改变我的心。
I cannot change my heart.
我求你帮助我。
I ask you to help me.
很多次，大概一个月左右的时间，好多次都碰这个情形。我说主，我说。我没有办法改变我，可是我很愿意求你改变我，求你来改变我的心。
So there were multiple times throughout the period of about a month, I was asking the Lord to change me, change my heart, to help me to be transformed in my attitude towards the brother.
有一天
one day,
我记得那一天好像是我美香姐的。结婚还是二哥，应该是美香姐的结婚。结婚那一天，
and so
one, 我姐姐结婚那一天。
And so one day when my sister got married,
我又搬到一个新家，刚好的也是才搬到一个新家。
And I also just moved to a new place.
早上我四点钟就起床。
I woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
读经。
I was praying, reading the Bible.
那就在因为我读经祷告之前，我先会看一本小本子。我那个时候的习惯是这样，叫《隐秘处与神灵交》，王明顿写的一本书。
And I used to during my quiet time before I read the Bible, I would read a pamphlet or regarding being with God in the hidden places.
当我看那打开按着我的进度打开那天的进度，我读的时候。
And so that day when I opened up what I was supposed to be reading for that day.
里面就讲说，那你心中的一个怀疑出去。
Let the doubt in your heart be gone.
奇妙，那是圣灵做的。好像我里面真的有一个小黑人，名字叫怀疑，就跨出我心这个心心门的那个门槛。
And it seems as if inside of my heart there was a sinful man, and that it was doubt and.
让你的苦读，你的不信，就一样的，就真的就是那个像那个小黑人，一个一个出去哈。
And so God wanted me to let my bitterness, or the doubts to come out one by one.
然后呢？当这几个小人，我现在已经不记得那个几个名字。我本来在我们家还找到那本书，想要去找那一篇，可是那个已经撕破了，不晓得到哪里去了。
So I had wanted to find that passage from the book, but because the book has been
太久了。
Yeah, it's been many years.
那我记得非常清楚，当这些都出去了以后，他那个书写说，现在把你的神迎进来。
And so when all of that bitterness and negativity has been out, in the book it says to welcome in your God.
让你的神，你跟你的神误对。
So that you can meet with your God.
然后我就进入一个，我现在回想当时，我当就在当时我也觉得，就进入一个不知道经过了多久的安静。
And then I enter into I don't remember how long it was, but a period of silence.
我后来看盖恩夫人的书里边讲到，有些时候会进入一种神秘的睡眠。
Sister
Guillaume,
Sister
Madame Guillaume,
Madame Guillaume said that sometimes for some people they go into holy sleep.
那我事实上我那个时候我就好像后来当我突然想到，我早上我学校的团契有早祷会，因为我是团契的同工。有早祷会哈，七点钟要到学校去早祷会。我突然想到早祷会，我不晓得突然就会醒过来。醒过来的时候呢，整个房间充满了那个爱。
So when I woke up, I realized that I was I had a meeting that's at 7 a.m. and I was leading the meeting. So, but when I woke up, there was a sense of peace.In the room.
好像那个爱是抽象的，可是那一天好像感觉那个爱是那么的实在，甚至感觉是可以触摸的。
And that that day I felt that love was abundant in that room, so abundant as if I could touch it.
那因为时间快七点了，我赶快换了衣服，赶快就搭公车就去学校。
And because I was running late, so I left.In a rush to go on the bus.
去到那个早祷会。
When I got to the meeting in the morning,
神让我看到，当你被神的爱充满的时候，那是多么伟大重要的一件事。
When I got there, God showed me how important and great it is when you have been filled by God.
因为那个我对他有成见的弟兄就在那个聚会里面。
Because the person that I had prejudice toward was actually in the meeting.
事实上他是我们的主席啦。
And in reality, he was the leader of the fellowship.
那个医学院的这个医学院团契的主席是我的学妹，也在聚会中。
And the other leader, that was overseeing the medical school was also there.
那我们之间的谈话里面，我就发现我里面被神改变。
And from our conversations that day, I realized that inside me, I was changed and transformed.
我对那个人不再有成见。
I no longer had the prejudice toward that person.
为什么？因为以前我们这个主席哈，他一讲话，我都不想听。
Because before, when the leader spoke, I didn't want to really listen to it.
我就觉得你都自认为你很懂圣经。
And inside of me, I would murmur that, oh, you think you understand the Bible.
我为什么对他有成见？因为我那个时候不知不觉的骄傲。
Why did I have prejudice? And it was because my pride was offended.
因为他常问我，我圣经读几遍？
Because he used to ask me multiple times, how many times have you read the Bible?
他不只是对我，他也对团契很多人这样子。
It wasn't just towards me, he was doing that toward everyone else.
我不知道别人感觉怎么样。
I don't know how other people felt.
所以我对他有成见。
So I have prejudice toward him.
所以他每次讲话，我都觉得哦，你又认为你很懂，我就不想听。
So whenever he spoke inside of me, in the past, I felt like, oh, you think you know a lot. I didn't want to listen to him.
可是那一天
，But that day,
当这个医学院的主席，
When the president of the fellowship from the medical department,
他说：“各位姐姐们，我一个问题不懂，圣经问题不懂，请你们，解释给我听好吗？”
When she asked, brother and sister, there's a verse I don't really understand in the Bible. Can you explain to me?
他讲出那个问题，我想我不要琢磨太久哈。他讲那个问题哈。是真的是蛮有深度的，那这样讲好了，死在我身上发动，生也在我身上发动，死在我身上发动，生在别人身上发动，这是什么意思啊
？So when she asked, from the scripture, what scripture is that?
那是哥林多后书
，in Second Corinthians，
哥林多后书的第四章，第四章还是第十章？对不起，第四章应该是第四章。对，第四章哈，第四章十二节。
So,
死在我们身上发动，生却在我们身上发动。
哥林多后书
第四章。
Okay, so.So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. And she didn't understand that, what that meant.
那我结果我很快就听到我们这个主席又在开始在解释哈。
So right away, the leader of the fellowship started explaining.
你知道那天真的，我好像好谦卑哦，我都感觉我的里面就是非常的低伏，然后竖起耳朵。洗耳恭听哈。
And that day, inside of me, I could feel a piece of a sense of humility, and I perked my ears, and I really wanted to hear what he had to say.
哦，他真的讲得很好哎，解释得好好哦。
And how he explained and what he said, he explained it really well.
我里面突然受责备。主啊，会不会他以前也都讲得很好，
and,
可是我都听不下去。
And inside of me, it was as if God, kind of rebuked me, saying that, you know, maybe in the past he also explained, the Bible very well, but it was I who couldn't listen to him.
所以，我真的发现神行的神迹在我里面。
And so I realized and I found out that God really did some, has done some miracles in me.
同样一个人
And the same person.
我的心被调理了。
And it's only because my heart has been changed by God.
结果情况都不一样。
The whole situation changed.
那我回想我没做什么。
And as I look back,I thought about it. I didn't really do much.
就是神来做。
And it was all done by God.
Yeah. 另外，我们看希伯来书第四章。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
等一下。我们读第二节哈，第二节、第三节。
Let us read verses 2 and 3 first.
跟第十节。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。但我们已经相信的人，得以进入那安息，正如神所说。我在怒中，这边就不要读了哈。但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息。第十节，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Okay, so.Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 to 3 and 10. For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God said.
那个下面不用读, 第十节。
Okay, verse 10. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
当时我们说等候神就是要进入这个安息。
At that time we said that when we wait upon the Lord, we need to enter into his rest.
那第十一节他说 我们务必竭力进入那安息。
So verse 11 says, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest.
第十节说, 进入安息的是歇了自己的功。
And verse 10 says, anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work.
我把这两节混在一起讲, 竭力进入那安息, 进入安息的是歇自己的功, 那就是要竭力。 不做工.
So for me, I combine these two verses that says to make every effort to enter that rest, and at the same time, to rest from his own work. So I thought it was to make every effort to not work.
所以我从字面来讲，我搞不懂，要我不做工，又要我竭力。
On one hand, it says not to rest from our own work, and on the other hand, it says to make every effort. So I didn't really understand it.
可是十一节后面说, 免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。And
then it says at the end, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
后来我渐渐有点明白了。
And then later on, I gradually begin to understand.
我歇自己的功，就是不让我动，不让我的脊在那边活，在那边动。
That when we rest from our own work, is that we don't let our flesh take over our lives.
不是我 have my own way.
Is so that we don't have our own way.
不是让我顺着我的意思，而是让神。 凭他的意思, 让他 have his own way.
Is not doing what I want to do, but let God to have his way in our lives.
所以为什么第二节他说, 有福音传给他们, 对他们没有用, 因为他们没有信心跟所听到的道调和。
And that is why in the second verse, verse 2, it says, "For we also that the gospel preached to us, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard it did not combine it with faith."
这边讲的信就是有两个层面，第一个就是好像他没有领受那个能够接受神话的心。
So there are two folds to the faith here. The first one is that the person did not receive what God wanted faith to be.
对，就是说，那个信就是说，神是这样，我就接受这个事实。
Okay, so the first fold is that the person did not accept God as who He is.
那另外呢，另外一个信就是神这么说，我就接受，我就顺着他所说的去行，信跟信从。And
on the other hand, it's that the person did not have faith in God's words, and whatever God said, he or she did not follow what God said.
所以等候进入安息跟信从神。
So waiting upon the Lord, entering into his rest, and obeying the Lord, all of these three things are interconnected.
我不再走我的路，我放掉我自己。
I no longer walk on my own path, and I let go of myself.
我让神 在我里面活。
I let God to live within me.
我向着自己死，死就不动了。
So when I die to myself, you know, when people die, when they're dead, they can no longer move.
让神在我里面动。
And to let God move within us.
那当这样子呢，我们就进入安息了。
And when that happens, we enter into God's rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么那个姐妹会有那些奇怪的？因为她自己的 desire 在那边一直动。
So brothers and sisters,
所以神就没有办法进来。
So brothers and sister, continuing from the example mentioned earlier, the sister couldn't receive God's voice, couldn't hear God's voice. And thought that God's leading was for her to marry someone when it wasn't God's will. It was because she was letting her desire work within her, as opposed to God's will inside of her.
其实我们以前这个讲等候的这个道理，后来才听到。其实早期刚信耶稣的时候。就像我刚刚讲的，那时候我才信耶稣，才一年多就经历到了。我不懂得这个要等候这个道理，但是其实我们多多少少已经在造这个。为什么？我们的祷告当时怎么祷告？
So in the beginning, even though the concept of waiting upon the Lord, wasn't very, clear to us in the beginning, we were already, practice putting it into practice.
我早期我说祷告什么啊？跟神讲什么话？祷告什么？
In the beginning, I used to ask, you know, what are we praying about? What are we talking to God?
我当时的做法就是打开圣经来看，啊，这是神喜欢的，我就跟神祷告，神啊，求你让我也这样。
So in the beginning, when I first came to know God, I would open up my Bible and I read the scriptures and I saw whatever that God delighted in. I asked God to make me that way.
那看到有一些神不喜欢的，主啊，求你拦阻我，不要让我有这种情形。
And whatever I read that God did not take delight in, I prayed to the Lord. The Lord helped me not to be. To be in that situation.
那个就是我一开始学习祷告的这个内容。
And that's what the content of what I used to pray in the beginning when I first became a Christian.
啊，后来晓得这样不够，还是要拨一点时间在神面前 ，carry with God， 好像跟神在那边。
And then later on, I realized that that was not enough. That I really needed more time. To develop the relationship with God.
所以以后读神的话越多，就越有就越了解神的心意。那再拨一点时间出来，那愿神的这种话能够运行在我里面，好像牵引我往他的这个方向去。
So
这个就变成我等候的内涵。
So the more we read, about God's words, His words are going to guide us and lead us into the reality. And then that became basically the contents of why we wait upon the Lord.
我求神帮助我们，等候神一定跟要遵从神的话。
So I ask God to help us. Waiting upon the Lord has everything to do with obeying and listening to God's words.
因为以赛亚六十四章那边讲，你欢喜那你迎接那欢喜行义纪念你道的人。
Because Isaiah 64 verse 5 said.You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways.
所以等候并不是说你都不做事，单单坐在那边就是等候，不，最重要是你里面 你里面是不是欢喜行义，欢喜行神的道，纪念神的道。
So waiting upon the Lord is not just sitting there and do nothing. The most important thing is inside of you. Are you glad to do right? Glad to do God's ways.
你是不是放下你的自己？
Are you letting go of yourself?
让神进来。
To let God come in.
其实最早耶稣讲的话很清楚，我们很信耶稣不久，我们就听到耶稣都对跟随他的他的人说，你们要天天背起自己的十字架。
So from the beginning, Jesus said that every day you need to take up your cross.
来跟随我。
To follow me.
那个时候我们就很清楚知道，背十字架就是对自己说 no， 对神说 yes。
And we know that what taking up the cross means saying no to ourselves and saying yes to God.
以后呢？耶稣说，当我们这样做的时候，我们就会得到生命，越得越丰富。
And once we do that, we will receive God's abundant life, God's life more abundantly.
有人说你越等候神，越这样子的功夫在神面前，给神机会，让神的灵来到我们的里面，那我们好像是这个插头插着电，充电。神的恩高，神的力量就越来越充满在我们里面。
And some people say that the more time you spend in front of God, waiting upon Him, it's like recharging things with using an outlet. So we will have more of God's anointing and His presence.
现在已经12:35，我可能没有办法讲我今天要讲的。那我先点一下，也许我下个礼拜再讲。我本来要讲的题目就是说，我们可以听见神的声音的。
Originally, I wanted to preach about hearing God's voice.
那因为神是乐意对我们说话的。
Because God is willing to speak to us.
我们说话，借着说话，我们表达我们的心意，对不对？
Through talking, we can express our intent.
神很喜欢让人家知道他的心意，所以神也很乐意向我们说话。
And so God also wants to let other people know His will, so He and His intention. So He wants to speak to us.
那他在古时对人说话，
he spoke
今天也乐意对人说话。
So he spoke to people in the ancient times, and today he still speaks to people.
神对人说话的途径有很多种。
And God speaks in many different ways.
那我今天本来想跟大家谈，也许我下个礼拜再讲。神可以直接对我们说话。
God can speak directly to us.
那期待下个礼拜大家都来，如果你想听的话，好。那我不敢说我懂，我多懂，但是因着这么多年来，我多多少少我也听了好多次神直接对我说话。
It's not that I think I understand, but over the years from just pursuing God, and from hearing from God several, many times,
我怎么知道我这个话是出于神的？
And how do I know that this is coming from God?
因为后来神都有印证。
Because afterwards, God always gave me confirmation.
证明这个话是出于神的。
And that confirms
客观的印证。
That an objective confirmation that shows that those words were indeed from God.
我们看一个地方就结束哈。撒母耳记上。
So let's read First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们知道神对撒母耳说话，小时候。
We know that God spoke to Samuel when he was young.
后来他成为，成为先知。
And then he became a prophet.
我们看第十九节。
So let's read verse 19.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。
The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground.
弟兄姊妹，很多人会说神对我说，神对我说。可是，所有这些常说神对我说，神对我说的，要小心。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of people say that God tells me this, God tells me that, but all of the what God tells me, we need to be careful.
因为神对我们说话，他都要带给我们益处。
Because when God speaks to us, He wants to bring, bring blessings to us.
如果神对我们说话，对我们的生命没有建造。
If God speaks to us and it's not constructive to our spiritual lives,
那就要重新问，这个是不是神说的？
Then we're going to ask again, is it really from the Lord?
我求神帮助我们，因为我们不要。不要太随便说神对我说神对我说，好多次我都没有讲说神对我说神对我说，可是的确，神我领受了一些话，我照着去做，就印证就是出于神的。
So there were a lot of the times I didn't really say God told me this and God told me that, but I had such calling or leading, and once I obeyed the Lord, God confirmed. That those things indeed were from him.
我今天只能先点到为止，下个礼拜也许讲的比较仔细一点。事实上，神的目的是要让我们能够明白他的心意。如果他不需要直接对我说话，我就可以明白，他就不需要直接对我说话，圣经就够了，对不对？
God speaking to us is to let us know. His will and or I mean his intent on certain things. So if we want to know God's take on certain point, if it's already written in the Bible, then God doesn't necessarily have to speak to us because God can speak to us through the Bible.
那一定是神必须要直接对我们说话。我们才有办法走上他这个，那神就一定会对我们说话。
So sometimes God speaks to us directly, and not through the Bible because, we are at a critical point where we have to walk onto God's path. We had to walk onto God's path for us to, yeah. So it God has to speak to us.
因为我早期经验过，我非常清楚这一点。
So I experienced this earlier on, and I'm very clear of this.
我举一个例子就好了，我就结束了哈。我本来是不想结婚的。
So originally I didn't want to get married.
因为我对婚姻没有安全感。
Because I didn't feel secure in marriage.
可是神要我结婚
，But God wanted me to get married。
所以，我跟大卫牧师那时候是正弟兄，第一天见面，神就对我的心说话。
So with Pastor David, from meeting him the first day, God spoke to my heart。
以后我怎么逃都逃不掉。
And no matter how I try to avoid him, I couldn't avoid him。
经过了三四十年，神在。这个人身上所做的，当时神跟我说，这个人怎样怎样怎样，神要怎样怎样，当时就对我说了，我并不跟你们说，神就对我说的。所以后来他经过的时候，我一点不讶异。
So at that time, God told me that certain things about him and how God is going to transform him. And over the course of the years, I could really see that, and that confirmed.That God spoke to me.
神说话是有必要，神从来不会做那个 人家说画蛇添足的，他不需要做这种事。真的有必要，他需要直接跟我们说话，我们才有办法去得着神要我们得的益处，他就一定会直接对我们说话。如果从别的途径，从读圣经，在聚会里边别人沟通，你就可以得到，神不需要费那个唇舌。
So, God never speaks unnecessary things. So if we can already receive the knowledge and wisdom from reading the Bible and from conversing with other Christians in fellowship, I don't think God is going to go out of his way to say unnecessary things.
Oh, 我求神帮助我们，因为我最近鼓励居法，鼓励很多人说我们好好来读荒漠甘泉。因为为什么我常把荒漠甘泉作为我的一个辅读的工具哈，因为这是历世历代的圣徒，他们经验神，他们的生命被神制作写下来的生命的话语。
I encourage brothers and sisters to read Streams in the Desert, and that's something I read just to supplement the, the supplementary to the Bible, because it's basically a combination of a lot of saints from the past, a lot of their passages and words.
他们的生命的意象跟我们教会的生命的，我们教会的生命的意象跟他们是一样的。
So the spiritual vision of our church is the same vision of those saints.
我们叫荣耀福音教会。
Our church is called the Glorious Gospel Church.
神就是要在我们这个人身上做工，使我们好像是荣耀福音的一个见证。
So God wants to work in us so that we become his testimonies to glorify his gospel.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们活过一生，我们不能得到神荣耀的应许，应验在我们生命中，把我们更新变化，那我们就错过耶稣替我们牺牲的那个价值了。
Brothers and sisters, if we live our whole life and we cannot receive the spiritual life that comes from a glorious gospel, then we have missed out one of the most important things.
你们同不同意我的说法？
Do you agree with what I say?
因为离开世界的时候，什么都不能带去。
Because when we leave this earth, we can bring nothing with us.
只有基督跟我们进入永恒。
Only Christ can enter into eternity with us.
而你得着了基督，你就得着你在这个地上活着所需要的一切。
And when you receive Christ, you have received everything you need to live on this earth.
欧老牧师的语录第一句话， Nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in him.
Okay, so Pastor Walter,
他说除了耶稣基督跟住在他里面以外，没有什么事是重要的。
Pastor Waterville said that nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in him. That's something that he used to say a lot.
大卫在诗篇里边讲说，世人忙乱真是枉然，他们积蓄财宝将来要给谁？
So in Psalm
好像是39章，我们就直接翻译就好了。
Chapter 39. I want to be more exact.
我们最主要是要荣耀神。39章的第六节。好，我们读一下好了。第六、第七节。五六七哈。好。你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候 真是全然虚幻，世人行动实系幻影，他们忙乱真是枉然，积蓄财宝不知将来有谁收取。主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
So verse 5, you have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you.
我今天就谈到这里。